Should we intro our podcast?
Yeah.
Into our cameras? Should we look into our
Hello cameras? And welcome to the Vlodcast.
Vlod? Vlod.
Vlodcast.
What is it?
Vod.
Vod.
Video cast.
Don't pretend you don't know.
Guys, you're in YouTube territory now. This is my town.
Vlog.
Vod.
Is it vlog?
No, vlogging is video blogging, but this is a video podcast, so therefore I think it
Vlodcast.
Is VOD. No, VOD, because it's not a blog.
It's a
podcast, but video.
Vodcast.
Vodcast.
Wow, this is our very first vodcast.
This is McFly's very first vodcast. Welcome all.
How are you feeling about it, guys? How are you feeling? Nervous, or...?
I think we should put the L back in it.
Vlodcast.
Yeah, it's got some more sort of...
What's the L stand for?
Loud.
Loud.
So it's video loud podcast.
I like that.
Vlodcast. Okay, and these are vlodcasts. I don't know, we might be the first band. Has any band ever done vodcasts before?
Vlodcasts. No one's done, I think people might have done vodcasts.
You
no one's
rack
done
off with your vlodcasts. It makes no sense. And we're going to be sitting around discussing...
Discussing life.
Life, interesting topics, facts...
An in-depth look into the world of McFly.
Although it nearly failed today with Danny saying football's on TV.
Yeah, our first ever podcast.
We all gathered at 1 o'clock and just saying, mate, I'm watching football next door.
Well, we've got loads to talk about, guys. We're on tour.
aren't we?
We're in Glasgow right now.
We're in Glasgow. There is a marching band outside, which started about 2 seconds before we started recording.
Convenient.
Convenient, thank you.
How many shows have we done?
6.
Danny doesn't have a clue. He's just looking at me like that.
Shows? What shows?
We've done 6, mate.
6, where do we start? Wait, quiz, Danny. Where do we start? First show, go.
Swindon.
Second show?
Birmingham.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then what?
Newcastle.
Then? No.
Reading.
No.
No.
Birmingham.
You're
struggling as well.
I wonder what the one is you're forgetting.
Oh, the one I had a bad show at.
Yeah, which well, that was quite a few, mate. That was...
Everyone's a bad show for you. Mm.
First one ever in McFly.
Come
bad,
on,
bad show.
You forgotten? You're
but
missing
what was
out
after
a whole
Birmingham?
Show?
I just Tom. I mean,
I know.
We, I know.
Hold It'd be funny if one of us cheekily didn't know. Bluffing.
I know. And
we
respect each town and city that we go to.
Yeah.
We don't.
And you do.
It was Nottingham, mate.
Nottingham,
then Reading.
Then Reading, yeah.
Yeah.
I did remember that.
Then Newcastle.
I tweeted it yesterday.
Yeah. You tweeted Nottingham. At Nottingham.
Yeah, I did.
You enjoying tour?
I am, yeah. I had a great show last night in Glasgow.
I did, I think.
And I enjoyed it, even though it was seated. We don't tend to...
Well, they don't sit down there, do they?
No. Well...
No one sits down. No one sits down at a McFly.
The problem is with that venue is that they're just a bit far away and seated.
It's been a very active tour.
It has been an active tour.
I've run a marathon.
Harry ran a marathon.
Yeah.
A harathon.
So far, we've had the shows. I've done a marathon. Me and Danny played a round of golf yesterday. Me and Dougie went to see Counting Crows.
We've conquered some wizards.
We've got a studio on tour.
We're going to watch Iron Man 3.
You're doing another marathon thing.
I'm doing a Tough Mudder, which I would pay to watch you do.
He digs holes and stuff in the rain.
About 3 days ago, was it with you I was talking to about it first?
No.
I was talking to someone about it first. I was talking about it with Fletch, our manager Fletch. Now we have, in fact, we should definitely have Fletch as a guest on one of our podcasts. Sorry, vlog.
Vodcast.
And I was talking to him about how humans can fit into categories, 4 categories. Mm. It started off as two. Rodents.
Then it got to 5.
Possibly, but it started off, humans fit into 2 categories, rodents and reptiles. Reptilia? What is it? Just reptiles.
Reptiles.
So it started off with me and Fletch, like we're both rodents, and then Dougie... He's a lizard, reptile. And our other manager, Richard's a reptile. And then we got Danny and Tom, and we were like, I don't know. They're not either. They're neither. And we decided Tom was a bird and that Danny was a monkey.
You're a definite monkey. Or he could be a dog.
He could be a dog. But I don't want to get ridiculous
okay.
with the
Monkey's
amount of categories.
Good.
All sorts of mammals and stuff.
Yeah, so we've got rodent, monkey, reptile, and bird. And in this band, we are one of each.
Yeah.
So I'm a rodent, Dougie's a reptile, Tom's a bird, and Danny's a monkey. But
that's why we fit together so
there
well.
Was, they're true, but there was talk about me being a bird yesterday.
You're a potential bird, because you've got quite a beak on you.
Dougie thinks I'm a rodent, don't you?
I think I'd say rodent, yeah.
He thinks I'm an elephant shrew.
What's that?
An elephant shrew has just got the massivest, biggest nose.
Large snout.
We urge you to analyse your friends' faces.
We play games when we're bored. When we're sat in airports waiting for an aeroplane.
Yeah.
Obviously, not a train.
Sometimes we get the train. In Japan, we get the train.
Or when we're in a long car journey stuck in traffic in South America.
When you get onto it, just stop describing modes of transport we use on tour.
This is the game we play. We come up with examples of where we've been around the world. No, what we do is we play games. And what are these games?
Some of the games we play, sometimes it's riddles.
Riddles, yeah.
But we get a bit bored of them after a while because they just
have. We haven't had a new riddle for a while.
Oh, actors in movies. That was good.
That's right. Well, you don't really play that, do you?
I did all right with one of them, didn't I? Like Colin Farrell or someone.
Yeah. What, because he's in SWAT? SWAT, your favourite film. You
probably missed that one. SWAT isn't my
favourite. Yeah, we play games like. What is the name of... What one did you get stuck on? What's the name of Tom Hanks' character in Catch Me If You Can?
Oh, I don't play these.
Yeah, I know now.
Do you know, Doug? Can you remember?
Okay, yeah.
I know.
Go on.
Big and Dale.
Yep. Close.
And what's his first name?
Eric
Bigandale, that's right.
Bagandale.
I can't remember his...
Bagginsnail. Eric Bagginsnail.
Bagginsnail.
Please stop by saying...
I know.
Bagginsnail.
Am I close?
You're close to the other character.
It's not Eric Baggins now.
Frank Abbott now.
Is that it?
Oh, that's the other character.
You should let him carry on with the way he was getting his thought
process. It's amazing how close he got to the other character.
Eric Baggins now.
Frank Abbott now. Eric Baggins now.
I know.
We have a big announcement, don't we, boys?
Yeah!
We do.
What are you eating?
Huge announcement. About the size of your chin.
It's that big. It's a huge announcement. As some of you know, we are celebrating our 10th anniversary this year.
What's our actual birthday?
Well, our actual birthday, we moved into the band house the weekend after my 18th birthday party. So it must have been at the beginning of August.
So a week after your birthday, plus another week, because that's when he joined.
That's when Dougie joined. Well, you were already in the band, but you just hadn't moved into the house. Really? It was like August, wasn't it?
Was he in the band?
I think so.
Well, we did the audition. No, we did the auditions when.
That's right. Yeah, when you were in the band. In the house. Yeah. That's right.
Because
you're the new guy. I'm the new guy.
You're officially in the band.
I will always forever be the new guy.
You're the new guy. That must really hurt.
The new guy.
Actually, unless you kick. Kick one of us out and get a new guy.
Yes, it must be like early August.
Early August, yeah, maybe second week of August.
Yeah. I think we did work it out. Your mum knew, didn't she?
My mum knows.
Moved out of the house. We'll ask your mum. We'll ask Dougie's mum. Yes, it's our 10th anniversary in August, and to celebrate, we shall be doing a 10-year anniversary show, a one-off, at the Royal Albert Hall.
Which is very exciting.
Hurrah!
Hurrah!
Very exciting.
Which is very, very exciting. We've never, we've not played there before, have we?
No, we haven't.
So it'll, it's a one-off show.
With special guests,
and it's in September. It's on September 20th.
It'll be like our birthday party.
It is a birthday party. Our 10th birthday party.
We're inviting guests.
This is an official invite to our 10th birthday party.
See who comes.
Yeah, that's how we should do it. We shouldn't sell tickets. We should just send out invites.
Send them invites to our party.
Yeah, like a few thousand invites.
We could have like. What did you used to have at party? Did you have parties when you were younger? Did you used to have bags? Goodie bags. Yeah, my mum didn't do them, and I remember this kid when I was younger. He was like, when he was leaving, he's like, "Do you not have party bags?" And I was like. like, no, really embarrassed. Like, oh, that's too lame. And just walked out. I was like, I felt really stupid. I was like, Mum. I know.
We're not sure when the tickets are going to be going on sale yet, but watch this space.
You will know by the end of this tour.
Yes.
Yes.
So to sum up the first vodcast thing, we're doing a show on the 20th of September. It's our 10th anniversary show.
Let's just give that a round of applause, guys. That is very exciting. Tremendous to stay well together done. All well this time.
To where is it?
10 years.
So the RAH.
R-A-H. Right. Royal Albert Hankers.
What date is it?
You didn't tell me.
20th of September.
20th of September.
What is it?
Tickets go on sale later on in the tour.
Who's going to be there?
Me.
Special guests, the Crankies, Timmy Mallett and McFly.
All right.
Bye, everyone.
Special.
See you next time. See you.
See you in Party Town tonight, Glasgow.
Bye.